This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, man. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. How you doing over there, Brendan?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. Good to see you as always on this wonderful Saturday as we're going to talk all things automotive today, right?
That's right.
Yeah, even some broken car stuff, hopefully.
Yep.
Yep, that's it. All good stuff, without question. All right, everybody out there, thanks for joining us today and being part of Auto Talk Radio. We do appreciate it. This morning, the phone lines are open, though, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, hey, give me a shout about it. Let's talk about it. Let's do this. I love auto stuff. I was super excited about coming in today.
Yeah, I could see that.
I woke up super early, too, unfortunately, about 4:10 this morning. Boink, my eyes popped open, and I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to get up. So made my rounds, ran out to El Cajon to the store out there. I had to do a couple things. I was going to do it after the show, but I was like, hey, I got time now. I'm awake, and I'm drinking coffee, so might as well be productive.
True.
Stopped by Kearney Mesa, stopped by Miramar. So I'm all done as far as running around the stores. I don't have to do that today at all.
Excellent.
But just checking on everything. A couple weeks ago, we had to update and replace all the computers in the stores. That was super fun. They have October sunset the Windows 10.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the computers that weren't compatible for Windows 11, they were like 7 years old. All the workstation ones, not the servers were new already, but the workstation. So I had 28 of them.
Wow.
You ever replace 28 computers?
No.
Getting everybody's desktop back to the way it's supposed to go? Thank goodness for my IT guy. That was a load of fun. But anyway, I was making sure this morning that everything was working really good and up to a snuff. So
it's interesting to see where technology is right now. Because again, like you said, Windows 10 is gone.
Oh, these computers compared to the ones we put, 7 years ago, we put the last set in. Yeah. These are way faster. My employees are super happy about
it. Hooray. That's great to hear. I was going to say too, I don't know if you heard the news, last month or so, AOL shut down their dial-up service for dial-up internet.
Who was using dial-up?
Exactly. I was trying to figure that out.
Haven't heard that in a long time.
Right. And don't get me started. That's how you found out if someone was on the phone, because then you couldn't go on the internet at all. You just had to wait till their phone conversation was done, and then you can go back on the internet again.
Yeah, unless you had a dedicated line like a fax.
Yeah, exactly.
So back in the day in business, we used the fax line for that too. Yes. You never heard this?
Yeah. It's so weird to hear fax. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me this invention.
We still have a fax. I'm sure you still have a fax line here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't use it a whole lot. Everybody emails everything. But fax is secure, though. If you got to send some documents that have secure information on them, fax is way more secure than email. I'll tell you that. Still.
Unless you're in a federal government. But that's going to be another story at another time, I guess. So.
Yeah.
And then I was going to say, what are you going to talk about next? VHS tapes,
What's wrong with VHS tapes?
No one has VHS tapes these days.
You're right. I don't think anybody does.
Now I'm going to get angry.
Nobody does it. I still have a DVD player, though.
Oh, there you go.
Blu-ray high-end DVD player. But I never threw it away. It's probably been 10 years since I've used this stupid thing.
It's true. It's
very sleek and nice.
I use my game system to play DVD movies, and it's been a few months since I've played a movie on there like that. Because nowadays, it's all streaming and stuff. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well, there you have it. There you have it, for sure. I guess if I wanted to watch a DVD movie, I'd use my DVD player, but... I'd have to remember how it works again. Well, which input you pick to, because I haven't used the thing in forever. That's for sure. So all good. Good old stuff. Good old days. Good things, man. So car wise, I got some stuff going on that we've seen a lot of fun stuff. Talking to one of my lead techs, putting a new motor in a It's a it's like a Dodge, like a Mercedes Sprinter, real high, but it's a motorhome.
Okay.
Those things are super cool, right? Super great little motorhomes for traveling around and stuff, but yeah. They overheated it and drove it, smoke checked the motor. So, yeah, I know.
And not to mention motorhomes, like in terms of like cost of repairs, those aren't cheap either, for sure.
Well, no, this thing to put a motor in is not cheap. You're gonna be over $15,000 by the time you're done playing around with this thing. But it's, I mean, to buy one of these is $100,000, one of these motorhomes. So
it's already an investment in itself.
Exactly. The key to this that I wanted to make is when a car starts overheating, pull over to the side of the road and save yourself the trouble. Wait, the inconvenience and waiting for a tow truck is way cheaper than it is to put a motor in one of these. And I'll tell you what, you drive that thing for 20 minutes overheating and you just turn the motor into a melting block of aluminum. It's going to stop, probably not where you want it to either. And then it's done. So all amazing. So in the automotive field, another thing that's, you know, that there was an aluminum factory that had a big fire.
Yes.
So like Ford and Jeep and all these manufacturers are going idle due to aluminum shortage. So demand for cars is going to, we're going to have a shortage of cars possibly if they don't get this figured out soon. So we'll see what happens, but always interesting how these things affect the market, right? And the cars and all that.
Absolutely. I know the big thing this week was there was car recalls up the wazoo this week.
What do you have? What any good recalls do you have? You know, I don't even follow all of them anymore. There's so many, right?
Right. I know that the big ones I saw for sure were from Nissan, which no, wasn't my car. So I was like, okay, so I guess I'm good still. It was Nissan and Ford. So Ford, for example, they had to recall 625,000 vehicles.
Which ones?
Specifically, it says here that it was 2015 to 2017 Ford Mustangs, and they also, I thought there was another one on there, but this is for, oh, there it is, 2020 and 2022 F-250s, F-350s, and F-450s, all SDs. And then they said that this is all due to, if I can find out, I want to say it had to do with the camera issue again. Oh, no, here it is. It says here that concerns with seatbelts and rear view mirror cameras that would increase the risk of crash or injury, they stated.
Gotcha.
Water and road salt may corrode the front seatbelt anchor, pretensioner cables, and then the rear view camera is not displaying properly, and certain lighting conditions could actually cause permanent damage to the cameras themselves, too. So. They've been recalled, and they say you can take it to a dealership, and they'll get that both of those issues fixed.
That's what they tell you, huh?
That's what they say, yeah. Nissan recalled 173,000 cars for a fuel pump issue.
Nissan, that surprises me.
Yeah, that could stall your engines. It's Nissan and Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. It's Nissan NV200s. Whoops.
Sorry.
It's okay. Nissan NV200s and Chevy City Express vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, I'm trying to see if there's anything else of note. 300,000 Dodge vehicles have a rollaway risk.
Not going into park?
Yeah. This is for the Dodge Dart. Mm-hmm. Anything else of note? Nothing else of note. That's all of them for sure. So there's an engine block heater fire risk for 59,000 Ford vehicles.
Yeah, the only your friends in South Dakota need those.
Yeah,
not us.
No. The potential.
It won't overheat if you don't plug it in.
It's true. My goodness, why is this not working now?
Did you break something?
Yeah, it just says that Ford issued a voluntary recall on 59,000 vehicles in the U.S. Oh, now it's working, but it's broken. Over a potential engine block heater defect that can cause coolant leaks, they said. So,
Well, and there's all kinds of cool stuff going on right now. Software update leaves some Jeep Wrangler 4xe owners stranded. Jeep recently pushed an over-the-air software update with the Wrangler 4xe, which led to problems for some vehicles. Owners reported a powertrain would shut down while driving, and in some cases at highway speeds. Well, that'd be like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah.
Jeep told customers to be careful and avoid hybrid and electric drive modes before the company reportedly issued a fix over the weekend. modern, and this is a true fact, we program and redo all kinds of things we fix with a program these days, but modern cars are packed full of computers with many models capable of over-the-air updates, which is basically now cars are hooked to the internet all the time.
It's true. I mean, again, you're just driving in a giant computer, basically.
Basically, it's like Windows. You know, Windows 11. Well, you know, it just says updates and it But although sometimes you have to restart, you turn automatic updates on. You don't necessarily get a choice with your car. Actually, I don't even know if you can turn those updates off. I don't think so.
I don't think you can either. Unless you do.
Well, I'm sure you get in there, program it out if you really got deep into it, but it's not simple to do, that's for sure. Automakers tweak things for software interface to powertrain management, just like any computer program. It's so funny because, like, you know, you get an update on a system, like a point of sale system that you use, and usually there's something new they put in there. Sometimes it messes up something old.
For sure. And that's why people are like, no, don't touch it. Don't do anything.
It's working now. Leave it alone. Exactly. So anyway, a bug in the new software affected the powertrain, causing owners to be stuck without an operational vehicle. According to posts from owners on forums and social media sites, the update didn't cause problems initially with the issue, instead rearing its head while owners were driving. In some cases, this happened when the driver was traveling at highway speeds, with the powertrain effectively shutting down a system, telling the driver to put the car into park and then push the start button again. Well, there you go.
Still don't trust electric vehicles. I still don't trust them.
Oh, wait. Well, here you go. Okay. So a Stellantis representative posted on Jeep forum telling owners who had yet to update their cars to defer the update. So apparently it is like Windows. You can stop it.
Okay.
If they saw the pop-up message appear on their infotainment screen. Okay. So you can decline it if you know to, it's basically like your computer screen and like the update thing on, you know, it shows up on your computer. Same idea.
Yeah.
So you could decline it individually. Most people don't know that, though. Most people go for the update, right? That's true.
It's just true. Yeah. I automatically update everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, it sometimes fixes things, too. So
it's true.
It's all good. Yeah, a lot of things going on automotive-wise. Some of those kind of recalls. The only thing is that recall for that software update, they don't have to bring the car in. They just push out another patch.
Okay.
That's what they do. So it sounds like they got it over the weekend. What else you got going on that you can, automotive-wise, do we today?
Well, in terms of other automotive news that I happened to see, at least this week in particular, it was that Porsche has a new CEO, I think.
Yeah, Michael Leders.
Yeah. Now, he used to be with McLaren, is that correct?
Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah, I did not know that until I saw the article, but yeah, so he is the new CEO of Porsche.
Yeah, I heard about it because I have friends who are huge Porsche guys. So.
Oh, yeah.
And then what else did I hear? I think that was about it. There was talks about F1. Their races are going to be off TV now. They're going to be with Apple TV, but I don't subscribe to Apple TV.
Yeah. You don't? Neither do I.
Yeah. I've already got enough streaming devices and everything. And not to mention, don't get me wrong, I like F1 for the most part, but it's not as interesting or as fun as, say, NASCAR or IndyCar for that matter. F1's fine, I guess. It's just, you know, not my cup of tea per se.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think there was anything else that I heard.
Yeah, you are correct, though. Michael Leders, the former CEO of McLaren, as successor to CEO Oliver Bloom. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's a bunch of stuff on here. The fallout on the aluminum fire plant, as far as that goes. But
with the Porsche situation, though, I don't see any new changes coming to the company. Mm-hmm. I think they have their niche. Kind of fans that will spend the money on Porsche. So I think he's going to do just fine with the company and nothing else to report on him, I would say. I think he's going to make the company do fine, honestly. Well,
the Trump administration has extended a key tariff reprieve for American automakers, which is good. Keeps the price down on cars in the U.S.
Yeah, they kept lobbying for that for quite some time. So yeah, he continuously pushes back the date every so often, for sure, on that. It reminds me of a bit, and I know it's like two like apples and oranges, but I think he pushed the date again on the TikTok situation, where he's pushed back on the date to find an American seller, or American buyer, I should say.
They already did.
Oh, they did. Okay, so they did approve. Okay.
TikTok?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I thought that happened like a month ago. I thought they still were in talks of getting it approved.
No, I thought they got it approved already. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I thought they got it approved, though.
Let me take a look again. I could have sworn they were in the middle of doing it. And because our government works as slow as a turtle.
Yeah.
It says here that the company Oracle, Silver Lake, and Horowitz all are combining together as a group of investors to buy the U.S. operations of TikTok.
Oh.
The group will.
I thought they already came to it. Go ahead.
I thought Jason. It says here that the group will acquire the majority stake and manage the U.S. operation. So it still hasn't happened.
They're doing it, but that deal has been struck.
Good.
That agreement has been made. That's what I guess I should have said.
No. It's okay. Because again, like I said, I think they were supposed to do it before a certain date. And now I know, you can still like I said, keep
influencing on TikTok like you do.
It's true, yeah. I thought my hundreds and thousands of followers.
Do you have hundreds of thousands of followers?
Let me look up again. I think I have 2,000, but it's nothing to
all good stuff.
About. Anyways.
I don't have TikTok. Should I start TikToking?
I mean, Dave is getting into it again. He's already. I made him repost a You Ought to Know clip. Already got over 400 views on it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, nice. Not too bad. I did have to remind him, don't forget, you got to be, you know, putting hashtags on there because people look up specific hashtags on TikTok.
Gotcha.
And that's how he got more views on
hashtag
that.
Dave?
Something like that.
Hashtag old.
Hashtag cars.
True.
All I was going to quickly say is that I know this TikTok thing takes slow because I think the Federal Trade Commission has to approve of it too.
Yeah. But so I think that the way it's set up that they will.
Yeah.
So you're not heading out to any protests today, are you?
Definitely not. No.
Me neither.
I'm going to a lot of sports games today.
So. Yeah. Is there any car shows today? Yeah. I don't know if you'll be able to get it to them if they're downtown. No, be scared. Be away.
Nothing today in terms of the area, but there is one tomorrow, and we will talk about that when we come back from break because it actually transitions into a really cool event that you're sponsoring as well. So we'll talk about that when we come back
from break. Because we do need to talk about Trunk or Treat for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Sure.
Yep. As far as that goes, and a couple other things. Folks, 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Give us a call. But we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right. Well, he turned my mic back on. Thanks, Brendan. It was off for a second.
Yeah,
I started talking. I was like, I'm not talking to anybody.
Yeah, I was on the phone there.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay, gotcha. All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio here. So we're talking all things automotive. Real quick, I'm going to do a bit of a rundown, and then we'll get to what we're doing here for sure. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 32 years. Good stuff for sure. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there in North County, East County, I should say. Taking care of folks out there for over 12 years. and West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks right there in Central San Diego for well over 8 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, East Gate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years. And then, of course, last but not least, up in North County Coastal, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks there for over 2 years. All of us come together at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us, which just means basically simple. We would never recommend a service or repair on your vehicle. We wouldn't recommend to our own mother or father, family member, etc. Or Brendan.
Thank you.
There you go. See, stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course. But we have several different avenues to get you helped out if you need some help on vehicle repair. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or diagnosis for any other concern on your vehicle by our master certified technicians. The best money spent on any repair is the money you spend on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose it properly. It eliminates unwanted parts replacement. It saves you a lot of money over a lifetime, no question about it. So if you have a drivability problem, heating problem, cooling problem, AC problem, any problem with your car, get into the West Automotive Group. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. We'll get you and get you fixed up, all right? We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and rental vehicles from some rental partners nearby. Go to West Automotive Group, and you can follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. That's westautomotivegroup.com, and we send tips and tweets and everything else out, especially the holiday now. This is why Brendan follows, because he gets pie recipes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. You can also click on the Automan segments. We're on the Automan for the CW and Fox 5, doing automotive stuff every week, talking about good things. Or Auto Talk Radio, where you can download our podcast, or you can go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. And make sure and tell your friends. They can just go to 1170 AM and listen live every Saturday. Tell your friends about it. It's great stuff.
Absolutely.
We like everybody that participates, right?
That's right.
So all good things as far as you go. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So there you have it for sure. Give us a call this morning, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. All right, let's see what Steve's got going. You there, Mr. Steve?
I'm here.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. It's not a car show, but I think it might be better than the Miramar Air Show. They're going to be doing live fire up here at Pendleton.
Oh, wow.
My understanding is they, you know, Newsom got on and saying that the Pendleton was going to shut down I-5 for 4 hours. And from my understanding, that's not true at all. And
are you telling me that our governor said something that wasn't true? Sorry, Steve. You opened the door. I had to go through it. So
he had to pedal back yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, that's a first time. Anyway, go ahead. I want to hear more about this, though. We're done picking on him for a little while.
I understand. I'm going to be careful about what I say, but they're going to have PMO out on I-5, the Pendleton police out on I-5, and you can't stop out there for a long period of time to watch. But
well, that's a good thing, because as we know, used to on 15 when Miramar did the air show and they didn't do traffic control, the highway patrol didn't, their people would just line up along the road and created a lot of havoc.
That's it. And one time, one of the president's planes were going to come in, and there was a lot of also stoppage out there. But I didn't go up there and check personally, but the viewpoint and the on the west side of 5, and then the park and ride on the right hand side might be good vantage.
Sure.
But it's going to be up closer to Las Plugas, and they have the.
But are they allowing people on base to do this, or are they just doing a live fire and this isn't really supposed to be like an air show event. It's just them.
It is not.
Okay. So they are, all they're doing is ops, and now it got out, and now people want to be able to see it if they can.
JD Vance is coming, and so is Pete Hecek.
Oh, good. Well, they'll be shooting off some good stuff then, I'm sure.
That's the thing. My understanding is the ships are going to shoot from sea.
Oh, wow.
To the ranges on base. And then they've got...
they're going to do an offshore live fire on the base?
That's my understanding, but it's not good. I don't have really good, accurate information from firsthand.
But is that today?
It is.
Wow. If that's something you could ever get to see, yeah, it's something pretty cool. So
it says here the event will happen between 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today, Brendan said on the internet. So, and it's a live fire event?
That's what it says.
Wow. Very cool.
And then they're at Del Mar Beach. They're on base. They're supposed to have a big beach bash after that.
I'm sure. So, and J.D. Vance and Hegseth will probably be there for that, for the beginning of it.
I think so. So cool. It's going to be interesting, the traffic on base and off base. And then you got the other group that may – there was one guy
– The other group. Are they protesting this?
There was one guy standing out there with a sign last week when we came back on base. And so I'd imagine they usually jam up the main entrance there.
Oh.
Now I do.
It's good to stay away from Oceanside today. Then, as far as over by the base and the base,
possibly. I do want to read this super super quick. California Highway Patrol officials did state that they would close off the interstate for the 4-hour period, and they did state which exits they would be closing down because it's a 17-mile stretch where they're going to be closing it down.
They're going to actually close the freeway down, or they're closing the off ramps down?
No, they said the freeways, surprisingly enough. I'm surprised by that. I'm assuming because, again, they're just going to park to the side of the road or something, but I'm just very surprised.
Well, I bet they're closing off the freeway because they're going to shoot over the top of it.
And then Camp Pendleton themselves has said, no, we're not closing down any roadways or anything like that. Oh. Everyone should be able to still travel. So we're getting mixed messages in terms of whether it will be closed or not. So I personally am leaning towards the California Highway Patrol because Camp Pendleton only has that specific area. Of what they're talking about, I'm assuming.
Camp Pendleton doesn't handle the highway
anyway. Exactly. That's
not their jurisdiction.
That's why I'm saying, I'm probably leaning towards CHP's official
news. Steve, did you say they do handle the highway?
The fire department and the Camp Pendleton police handle all accidents on the I-5 stretch that is on Camp Pendleton property.
Oh, really? The highway patrol doesn't, huh?
No.
Oh.
They both do.
Oh, they both do.
And Oceanside PD and the Oceanside Fire Department, but the main, to my understanding, the main jurisdiction is Camp Pendleton.
Oh, interesting. All right, well, we'll see what happens. I cannot imagine them closing I-5 down, though.
Right, I agree.
I believe that what Brandon read from the Highway Patrol is what sparked Newsom. And then all of that's been rescinded. My understanding, at this point, they're not shutting down 5. They're just going to have officers out there keeping people from stopping.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me because I'm going to be honest with you. Shutting down that freeway for 4 hours, there'd be a traffic jam all the way down to Ensenada.
I was going to say all the way from Seattle.
Maybe. Going the other way, yeah. No lie. That's crazy.
Usually by 9 o'clock, it's stop and go.
Yeah.
San Clemente anyway.
Exactly.
On a Saturday.
But what I'm saying, that'd be a disaster. 4 hours, it'd be people, because nobody's listening to the news or paying attention. So there's going to be a lot of people on the road still. They're probably just preventing people from stopping during that and watching is most likely what I would think is the truth.
Yep.
So very cool.
You can get to it. Can you still get on base, Brian?
I cannot. Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
No.
There's places on base you can watch from, and it would be really neat.
It'd be super cool to see if you've never seen it. Yeah, for sure. Without question. It would be really, really good.
I believe they're going to have aircraft out there doing exercises also.
But so I bet you $100 that the viewpoint up there in the park and ride probably are full of people already.
There's a bunch of overnighters there.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me. But anyway.
With tents and other things. So
gotcha. Yep, they're preparing with tents and other things. That's another Newsome thing.
Well, no, this is 365 days a year.
Yes, correct. Yeah,
yeah. So it's a mini campground.
Yep.
So
that's for sure.
Anyway, if anybody could get on base and find a vantage point, it'd be something really neat to see.
It's something that you won't see normally. So yeah, it would be definitely true. Neat to see. Yeah. Yep, for sure. Yep. For sure.
Okay,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Steve, thanks for the info. Thanks for the call and thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too.
Take care. Bye bye. So, great point as far as that goes.
Happy birthday to the Marines out there.
Is it their birth?
250 years.
Oh.
So, that's why they're doing this today.
Well, yeah, because the Navy's 250 years.
Oh, I should say it's the 200th anniversary at Camp Pendleton.
Oh, okay. Camp Pendleton's been around for 200 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
That's what
I don't think so.
No, sorry, it's the Marines. You're right. Sorry, Marines. I can't. What am I doing?
Oh, well, there you go. It's good stuff. Sorry, I was watching the news. Popped up a thing. They were talking about that police officer that is not here legally, and he became a police officer in Chicago, and all the thing. And he's got a. They're like, well, he's got a gun that he carries. Well, he's a police officer, but I guess. If you're not allowed to own guns if you're not a U.S. citizen here in the United States. Yeah. So.
And not to mention, again, what city is this coming out of again? Chicago?
You know where it's coming out of. Yeah.
I completely forgot, by the way. I blanked on it. Camp Pendleton was in 1942, obviously.
Yeah, so. I think Newsom should go be the governor of Chicago next.
It's already
a disaster. He can't make it as bad as us, could he? No. So, anyway,
very quickly,
we'll be nice.
Yeah, very quickly. I do want to let people know that tomorrow, specifically, San Diego Auto Museum is going to be having their Cars and Coffee show, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. So go check that out. And I hear that West Automotive Group is helping sponsoring an event at the San Diego Automotive Museum.
The Trunk or Treat, Saturday, October 25th. So this is next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Make sure you get there. Man, it should be super cool as far as that goes.
Look for a pumpkin. That's going to be me, probably.
Yeah, Brendan will be there looking like a pumpkin. Are you going to be here to do the show?
I will be here to do the
then
show.
Then you're going to be a pumpkin?
And I'll be able to leave.
Are you going
to
dress up as a pumpkin tomorrow? Next Saturday for the show?
No.
Am I going to have to look through the window at you and be like, there's a big pumpkin over there?
I don't think so. I think I'll wait till I go.
Little Rusty's going to be a pumpkin too, isn't he?
He will, yes.
Nice. Yeah, so next Saturday is the Trunk or Treat. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Great event. If you bring your child under 12 and in a costume, parents get in free, kids get in free. They can go around and trick or treat throughout the museum and to other people that are there with little stands and car trunks that are opening. Super safe way. Don't have to worry about cars in the neighborhood, anything like that. The little ones can get all the treats they want. And you can see some really cool cars. So that's at the San Diego Auto Museum next Saturday, October 25th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And yes, the West Automotive Group is a sponsor of that.
Awesome.
So good stuff. Yeah. They do have one other thing going on.
At the Auto Museum.
Yeah, their first outing is actually this weekend, the Podium Club.
Yes. I'm very excited about this.
Yes.
Brand new program that Lenny, the CEO of Auto Museum has really done a great job with the museum, and this is just another great example of what he's done. This Podium Club, yeah, you guys really should join.
They're looking to get to at least 25 members. It's kind of an elite little club to join. They're looking to have at least 25 members by November.
From my understanding, they already surpassed that.
Did they?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They
had a soft launch, and they already had 34 members.
Perfect.
That was amazing.
Then it's working.
So maybe they want 25 more members, which is perfect still, because again, all tax deductible. And again, it's such a cool museum.
Yep. Well, and members of the Podium Club, you'll be a member of this. This is the Podium Club here they set up is It's a prestigious new membership. They launched it in June. It mimics the Checker Flag Club at the Peterson Museum. Kind of same idea. Yeah. So you'd be a special member of the San Diego Auto Museum. Members enjoy exclusive access to private car collections, special travel experiences, special events, 15 guest passes per year, 50% additional guest passes, 20% off private event bookings, parking pass for the museum private lot. No need to pay in Balboa Park. You can always park there. Plus more. First event is scheduled for today in Julian. And for more information, you can always visit sandiegoautomuseum.org or email Brandy at brandy@sandiegoautomuseum.org. That is the Podium Club new thing. So there you awesome. Go. Good stuff there. Always great stuff as far as that goes. Today we're talking about junk you shouldn't buy.
Well, specifically used cars, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. There are some new cars I wouldn't buy either, but I don't know. So it just depends.
I will say this here. I'm looking at some lists of people that say which cars you shouldn't buy their used.
Throw them out there, and I'll tell you if they know what they're talking about.
Well, we have the Chevy Spark specifically, very small, compact. I guess you get good gas mileage if you want to look for that. But honestly, I couldn't agree more. It's too small, too underpowered. It's nothing really good at
all. Well, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're a college student or something and you got to get a new car and something like that and you just want to putt around, you could park that thing almost in half a parking spot. So, right?
It's true. Yeah. I will. And then the second one, how dare they? I don't approve of this article.
It's a Nissan.
It's a Nissan Rogue. How dare you? The Nissan Rogue is okay. It's fine. The first sentence here says, the Nissan Rogue isn't all bad. There are some positive things, like the large cargo space that you have in the back. But the second row is completely small for any passenger, which I agree. Yeah. That my knees are colliding with the back seat constantly. Yeah. That thing. So
my I was talking to a friend of mine who works for the Bureau of Automotive Repair the other day, and we were talking about two cars. First, we were talking about Volkswagens.
Okay.
Volkswagen transmissions problems, and Volkswagens are a nightmare. Some of them. Volkswagens have, over the years, had problems such as like a coolant temp sensor will seep coolant. It goes up through the connector, through the harness, and in it starts eating the copper wiring away inside the harness. Then you got to replace the whole harness. Super expensive repairs. So their Motronic transmission issues are usually blow up the transmission. It's super expensive to fix, and the car's just not worth it. And then the second four letter word she said in her household is Nissan.
Oh jeez,
I was waiting
just
for your
any
response.
Nissan,
any
just
Nissan,
any Nissan,
pretty much. The product. Why do you think they're in financial trouble and they were trying to get somebody to buy them?
It's true. And
the quality of their product is very questionable.
So,
for
me personally, I think Volkswagens are okay. There's only one model I'm not a huge fan of, and that would be the Jettas. I'm not,
the Passat?
Again, there are some reliability issues with those, but Jettas are the big ones.
I love them. I love Nissans too. Both of them.
Trash talk them because you.
They're broken all the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Please buy one.
Okay. Well. Okay. So hold on,
Brandon. When you said I'm buying this, I said great. We're gonna be good friends. It's all good.
No wonder you like me. it's okay. No, what about Jeeps though? I find Jeeps are constantly
same thing.
Getting
broken all the time. Yeah. The other day, that's a funny statement because the other day I came into Escondido there and I was walking upstairs my office and I looked. Out the mezzanine, and I was like, there's seven Jeeps in here right now. I was like, what are we today, Jeep day or something? They're like, well, you know. So we work on a lot of Jeeps.
Well,
too.
What's the Jeep letters stand for? Just expensive.
I know what BMW stands for.
Oh, what's that?
Bring my wallet, big money wasted.
I thought Jeep had a similar saying when it came to here it is. Just empty every pocket. That's what it was.
That's probably what it is. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's Ford. There's Ford first on race day. There you go.
There you go.
Found on road dead.
Another one for Jeep is just enough essential parts.
Yeah, pretty much. You should own two. They're kind of like Fiats. You need two, so when one's broken, you can fix it. Fix it again, Tony.
Did you get a lot of Dodge Journeys by any chance?
Those are junk.
Yeah, because I heard that the brakes are really, really bad, and you find engine stall pretty quickly.
I like them. Buy one. Okay. What?
But this is going the opposite way of what the show should be about. Go buy Nissans. Go buy Dodge Journeys. Go buy Jeeps. Well,
people do, and then they break, and then you get to be my best friend. So it's all good. The good news is here we're here to fix those vehicles if they do go south and you own one. So
it's true.
It's all good. All the other vehicles break too. Just those tend to be like things that I'm like, cheesy peach, you know? Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Audis too? I hear they're, quote, repair nightmares.
So listen.
Okay.
The high end Audis, Mercedes, BMWs, all those are cars that are meant to be purchased and then traded back in before they make it to 100,000 miles.
Okay.
They're made for people that have a lot of money that don't want to, so they never want to have to fix their cars. And, you know, but you buy a $100,000 car and you trade it back in and, you know, when you start all over again at, you know.
It's just a cycle.
Yeah. If you keep those cars over 100,000 miles, you get to be my best friend. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to be my best friend. A lot of different options as far as that goes. But the biggest thing with cars and it, to help you, even those cars, Nissans, I don't care what they are, proper servicing. Absolutely. Is the only thing that will extend the life of that car and save you trouble. I'm not kidding you. Keeping a good eye on issues before they come up big.
And may I also suggest, whenever you're looking into buying a used vehicle, take it to a shop just like yours and do the inspection on it.
We do the AAA pre-purchase inspection. It's about 250 points, I think, or something like that.
But it's
well
very
worth
important.
The money spent. Absolutely. Yes. Great, great thing to do. And then also Carfax. Carfax the car, see if it's been in any major accidents, you know, as far as that goes. All that stuff is reported on Carfax. We report service and repairs on Carfax. Got yelled at that for that once. So do you believe that?
Because of the they were saying like, oh, you're giving my information out.
Yeah, a guy like that,
which is not true at all.
He gave us a bad review, and I was like, so I called him. I said, hey, you know, the repairs go fine. We did. Oh, you guys did great on the repairs. Car works great. Who authorized you to give my information to Carfax? I said, well, when you say your information, it's not tied to you in any financial way, your name, anything like that, no phone numbers. There's nothing personal out there about your car, but my VIN number is. Okay. All VIN numbers are out there as far as that goes. It's not important.
Exactly. Yeah. And again,
most people want their stuff reported to Carfax because when you go to resell the car, you can say, hey, just check Carfax. All the maintenance history is on there and all that. You don't got to keep your maintenance history and all that stuff. It's a good way to go.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And that's, and like you said, that's the important thing too, when you do the Carfax, is knowing what kind of accidents they've been in. Like,
correct.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone to just, back in the day when I was looking for used vehicles, I would see a pretty brand new model. And I'm like, my goodness, that is so cheap. I might want to look into that. Yep. When I look back on it with more details, salvage somehow.
Well,
some way,
and in the state of California, if a vehicle been salvaged, the title says salvage on it. It has to by law. Mm-hmm. The only way that that doesn't work is if you total a vehicle and somebody doesn't turn it into insurance at all, and they rebuild the thing themselves and then transfer the title on it. So that's why those vehicles, though, we can usually tell they've been wackadoodled. We can when we put them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's done by a professional body shop, the quality is good. Mm-hmm. Oh, wackadoodle the car?
Yeah.
It's been wackadoodled.
It reminds me of my Tin Lizzie at the end of the show.
Have you ever got your Tin Lizzie wackadoodled?
No.
Oh, good. One of those things.
Yeah. Another one. Actually, Dave owns these kind of vehicles, Mini Coupes. I'm reading on here in an article that their turbo fails quite a bit. The clutch wears off and there's a lot of electrical faults. Do you
listen?
Find?
A lot of cars have turbos these days. Mm-hmm. Well, Mini's a BMW, by the way, just so you understand.
Yeah.
Servicing the oil every 5,000 miles with quality oil is the only way to go.
Absolutely.
When it comes to these cars, to saving the turbos on them, the biggest problem typically is not servicing the oil regularly, because those things starve and fail. So I have a Range Rover that has a blowed turbo on it right now, 60 4,000 miles.
Wow.
And they didn't, they hadn't serviced car properly. That's why. And it destroys them. So, you know, stay on top of your maintenance. It really prevents major breakdowns.
Absolutely.
The expensive ass turbo repair, $7,000. Whoosh. Oof. Whoosh.
I see my old family van is on here for some reason. I'm surprised because my family van lasted 300,000 miles.
Is that a thing? My family van?
Yeah. on here, it's a Chrysler.
Dodge Caravan?
It was a Chrysler Pacifica. Actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
You had a Pacifica? We had your family van?
A 97 Pacifica we had. Lasted 300,000 miles. We got rid of it and scrapped it. And 2017, lasted us 20 years. It was a good old vehicle until the very last year of the vehicle, where not only did you have to there was an issue with the gasoline because you would drive like only one distance and already you had already half a tank of gas already used up at that point. But on top of that, you constantly had to change the oil more often in that vehicle than what you should have been doing in the first place. So. But we scrapped it, and that car lasted us quite a bit, and I have some really good memories with that car, too. So I'm going to miss that Pacifica, but I'm surprised it's on this list of worst cars.
Did you get rid of it?
Yeah, we got rid of it.
Those things.
Yeah, like I said, it lasted us 20 years.
Did you replace the? Did you guys have to replace the oil filter housing on that thing?
Oh, probably.
They're plastic, and they blew out. Sometimes it took the motor out if you didn't catch it.
Oh, I think we were able to, because that motor lasted us quite a bit. And again, that car, it was a trooper out there. Mm-hmm. And I personally had good memories of a Chrysler Pacifica. My dad has a Dodge Dakota still. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. That one's a 2008. And I think he sent me a picture of his odometer.
Uh-huh.
222.
Nice.
Straight up twos across the board. He is in the market to get a new truck soon. So
your dad is?
Yeah, he's going to get.
What
rid
was
of that
on? What was 22?
It was 222,222 miles on a 2008 Dodge Dakota.
Oh wow, so. That's surprising for that truck.
Yeah.
My Ford F-250 made it 400,000. It was still dry. It drove away to St. Louis. The guy flew out here and drove it home.
I will say for the Dakota part, I will say for his vehicle, I think the only thing that annoys me about his car, he constantly needs WD-40 on the door.
Oh,
That thing is the
best. They squeak.
The
hinge
squeaking.
Is wearing out is what's wrong.
Probably. Yeah. But again, it's not just a squeak. It's like a squeak on a megaphone blasted to volume 11 on a speaker or something.
Holy
like
smokes,
that.
Yeah.
It is loud. Wow. It's still easy to open and everything. Don't get me wrong. It's just that noise on there, man. It is just horrendous.
Something else, huh?
Yeah. But everything else in terms of braking or any electrical issues, nothing. We did have to replace the radio because my dad was. I'm so sorry. I'm calling
what did
about
he do?
Right now.
you're making your dad not look good. What did he do?
Wanted to put a new CD in the car, and he got so impatient.
A new CD player?
No. He wanted to put a new CD into the CD player. Oh. So he tried putting it in, and he was like, "Man, it's not going in there." And so he shoved the whole thing. Turned out he had another disc inside the CD player he didn't know about.
So he double loaded and destroyed it.
Sometimes
you can pluck those out and it'll start working again.
You thought so, but no, he just made more damage to the radio. So he replaced the whole radio system in there. I'm so sorry I called you out on that one, Dad, but it was just a funny story.
Well,
hey, I do have to let you know we do have 2 minutes now, by the
way.
You're
down to 2 minutes?
You're down.
Hey, I do want to remind folks before we run out of here that Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. Don't stalker any other battery at the West Automotive Group as far as that goes. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Yay.
Woo.
Woo.
Way to get that in there.
All right.
Thank you, Interstate, for giving me a battery in my car. I love it. You guys have
did
a great
they
warranty.
Give it to you for free? Did I give it to you for free? I don't think so.
No, you didn't give it to me for free. Yeah. I bought my own.
I bought my own.
Yeah. Customer service is amazing. Warranty is amazing. Can't complain about it once. So thank you, Interstate Battery.
That's why we install them. They're good. Thank you, Interstate Battery. It's all good stuff. All right. So San Diego and everybody, man, I'll tell you what, the hour flew. Thanks for joining us here, everybody, and live. We'll be back live next Saturday. So make sure that you put it on your phone and let yourself have an alarm so you can jump on and listen. And remember, tell all your friends, tune in at 1170 a.m. live on Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m. and listen to Auto Talk Radio. It's me and Brendan here just chatting away about cars and car things and all kinds of great stuff.
And remember, do not buy a used Yugo. That would be the worst investment of your life.
If you can find one, I don't know where you're going to find a used Yugo, but give it a shot.
I thought they were making a comeback or something, they said, or something.
I don't know. All right. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until next week, this has been Auto Talk Radio on the AM 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. The Answer. We'll be back next Saturday. Take care.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.